48, 49, 50.
What you doing?
Oh, hey, Watson. Just getting jacked up for the summer with my pull-up routine. Ooh.
No, Buzz. We get jacked up because electric rates often go up during the hot summer months.
More expensive? When we're needed most? Weird flex.
Good thing people can lock in an affordable electric plan with APG&E. Then it's the same predictable rate every month.
Learn more at APGE.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews has urged the EU to recognise the apartheid underway in the West Bank. Andrews is on a visit to the occupied West Bank. He joins us now to discuss the next steps he feels need to be taken in the region. Barry, am I right in saying you're still in the West Bank?
Well, I'm in Israel now. I'm in Tel Aviv this evening, but heading back to Jerusalem, and I'll be back in the West Bank tomorrow morning.
So I suppose there hasn't been as much focus on the West Bank in recent months and years. Tell us what you discovered when you went there.
Well, it's my first time here, Shane, and frankly, I'm shocked at what I've seen, the depth of the separation between Israelis and Palestinians in the West Bank. The settlers are treated under a completely different law. They are protected by civil law, whereas the Palestinians are subject to military law. Israeli settlements are connected to electricity. Palestinian settlements are not. Israeli settlers are never prosecuted. I think there's been 3% of complaints against Israeli settlers have led to a conviction, whereas 98% of Palestinians before military tribunals have been convicted. So the depth of the apartheid here is just shocking. I've spoken about Israel and Palestine many times in the European Parliament, and it really has opened my eyes further to the size of the challenge that's here to try to get to a point of peace, a point where Palestinians have a right to self-determination. Frankly, the people I've spoken to over the last 24 hours makes me think that's a dream that's even further away than ever before.
The type of apartheid you're talking about, I mean, would you compare it with the Deep South in the States in the kind of 1950s, early 60s, or how would you compare it?
Yeah, well, I would compare it, but it's not the same, of course. But it's just extraordinary. So I, over the 24 hours, I've been cataloguing in my head the ways in which Palestinians in the West Bank are treated differently to the violent, illegal Israeli settlers that are present in the West Bank. It's just extraordinary. There are roads that are described as sterile, which means that Palestinians are not allowed to drive on them. I mentioned about the elections, and I mentioned about building permits. We can see that the Israeli settlers are able to pitch a tent somewhere. They will call the Israeli Defense Forces to protect them. They will develop that into a caravan, then start building. Then they start demolishing Palestinian homes, and then it gets recognized by the Israeli government. And it's in this way that they're trying to make impossible the future Palestinian state. But there are Israelis that I've spoken to as well, who recognize that this is not sustainable, that's not going to deliver security for Israel in the future. So there's an election coming up in Israel in October, and I think we have to really think about what best outcome is for Israel to try to deliver an end to this apartheid and a better future for Palestinians. But at the moment, it looks fairly bleak.
Barry, your line is just coming in and out a little bit. I don't know if you're in a position to maybe move. It started off well, but just in the last moments or so, it seems to have gone. I can't help wondering, though, our view and the Israeli view, Israeli people's view of what might be the best government are probably very different at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. The Irish point of view is quite different. There's no question of doubt about that. But the Irish view is quite common with the Palestinian view. And but there are a lot of Israelis. I was making the point, I think if the line broke up a little bit, I was making the point that there's a lot of Israelis that recognize that the current approach to Palestinians in the West Bank is particularly unsustainable. It's unsustainable as far as basic human rights are concerned, but it's also unsustainable as far as the future security of Israel is concerned. So there's a debate, I think, about what needs to be done in the future. Now, those of us who lived through the peace process and the years coming up to it will recognize this is messy. And you sign an agreement in 1998, and there's a further 10, 20 years of process required to even get to some semblance of peace and reconciliation. And, of course, everything is much more intense here in Israel and the West Bank. So it's just going to be an extremely long process. I think we have to recognize the reality, though, that what we're looking at right now is apartheid in the West Bank. It's a word that I don't use lightly. I don't go extremes generally politically in my life, in my career so far, but I'm absolutely convinced that this is a very clear example of apartheid in the way the Palestinians are treated in the West Bank.
Okay, look, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it there because just your line does keep breaking up, but thank you indeed for talking to us. Barry Andrews there in Israel and just after his visit to the occupied West Bank. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.